I'm Ken Zombly, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. of Fort Madison presents an indoor movie presentation tonight at the Fort Madison Middle School. It's the film The Mighty Mack. It's rated G, and it's based on the true story of the 1971-72 Immaculata College team, a team with no gym and no uniforms. Kathy Rush teaches them the basics on and off the court and eventually leads the team to the first national championship in women's basketball. All-girl basketball players of any age at any Lee County school will receive a free soda. All they have to do is say, "Hey, I'm on the team." It's at the Fort Madison Middle School this evening at 6:30. It's the film The Mighty Mack, presented by Lights, Camera, Action. Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri, is presenting an annual evening of faculty chamber music. The faculty will present chamber music from folk and art traditions in original versions and also in modern arrangements, including a sonata a quattro by Johann Joseph Fuchs, a chamber version of Aaron Copland's music from the play Quiet City, the excellent arrangements Copland made of folk melodies in his old American songs, and some Renaissance lute songs by John Dowland and Tobias Hume. The concert is at Emmanuel United Methodist Church at 601 Washington Street in Canton. That starts tonight at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. Tonight, there is a Western Illinois University faculty recital from the School of Music, Song by Song by Sondheim, presented by Matt Bean and Rebecca Bean, with special guest Liza Fox and Minjung Seo at the piano. The recital will feature works of Stephen Sondheim, including works from the plays Saturday Night, Dick Tracy, A Little Night Music, Follies, Company, Passion, and Sunday in the Park with George.
She wouldn't, therefore they didn't. So then it wasn't, not unless it would she. She doesn't, God knows she needn't, therefore it's not. Never, therefore they haven't, which makes the question absolutely, could she? She daren't, therefore I mustn't. What utter rot. Is more than mere display. It's what a man expects from life. Fidelity like mine to Desiree and Charlotte, my devoted wife.
An evening of music by Stephen Sondheim from his musicals. That's tonight at 7:30 at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the Western Illinois University campus. It's free and open to the public. Tomorrow morning and afternoon at the New Copperfield Book Service in downtown Macomb, mystery author and frequent visitor to Macomb, Helen Osterman, will sign her latest addition to her Emma Winberry mystery series, Emma Winberry and the Evil Eye, a prequel. Helen will meet with her readers, answer questions, and, of course, sign copies of her book. Other books in the Emma Winberry series include The Accidental Sleuth, The Stranger in the Opera House, and The Elusive Relation. Other books she's authored include Notes in a Mirror and Song of the Rails, a love story linked by the railway between Chicago and Macomb. Helen Osterman, signing books at New Copperfield's Book Service on the north side of the downtown Macomb Square, tomorrow morning from 10 until noon, and then in the afternoon from 1 until 3. Tomorrow night at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, the Knox Galesburg Symphony presents its opening concerts of the 2012-2013 season, and it will feature Parisian violinist Solène Séguillon and cellist Anne Souda. The Knox Galesburg Symphony, under the direction of director and conductor Bruce Paulet, will perform Alan Havanas's Symphony No. 22, City of Light, and Paulet's own 2012 revised version of his composition Sparkle, commissioned by Blick Art Materials. Segion and Suda will perform Brahms' Double Concerto for violin and cello. The Brahms Double Concerto for Violin and Cello, being played tomorrow night by the Knox Scalesberg Symphony and guests. Tickets to all the 2012-2013 KGS concerts are now available at the Orpheum Theater box office. The phone number is 309-342-2299. The concert is tonight at 7:30 in the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg. In Donelson, Iowa, tomorrow night, the Music Under the Water Tower concert series kicks off its 2012-2013 season with St. Patrick's Day in October. They're featuring the band Dunlavin Green. The show is in the American Legion Hall in Donelson, just about under the water tower. The music starts at 8 o'clock, and the band will perform Irish music and stories featuring songs and dance tunes performed on the fiddle, wooden flutes, tin whistle, guitar, mandolin, and bodhrán. The four members of the band combine a variety of instruments and unique arrangements to span the spectrum of Celtic sounds, including tunes of Turlo O'Carolan, lively jigs and reels, haunting airs, traditional songs, ancient ballads, stories, and original compositions. Dunlavin Green. They'll be at Music Under the Water Tower at the Donelson American Legion Hall in Donelson, Iowa, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. On Sunday afternoon, the Culver Stockton College Jazz Ensemble and Concert Choir will combine for a special performance. It's entitled Let's Dance. Featured will be the Suite No. 1 for Jazz Orchestra, composed in 1934 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Dr. Tom Pollitt, professor of music and director of jazz studies, will direct. It's a suite. It's a piece for saxophones, trumpets, trombone, banjo, Hawaiian guitar, violin, piano, double bass, and a wide assortment of percussion. Then the jazz ensemble and the chamber choir, directed by Elliot Jones, will offer a variety of contrasting settings of dance music. Then the two ensembles will combine for Darman Meter's rich new arrangement of On a Clear Day. It's at the Marilott Recital Hall on the Culver Stockton College campus in Canton, Missouri. It's 3 in the afternoon on Sunday. It's free and open to the public. On Monday evening, the Keokuk Public Library will present author Terry Fisk, author of The Iowa Road Guide to Haunted Locations. It's Iowa Ghosts in the Afterlife. He's a paranormal investigator, and he will examine some haunted locations in Iowa that he's investigated. Iowa Ghosts in the Afterlife at the Keokuk Public Library Round Room at 210 North 5th Street in Keokuk. That's Monday evening at 6:30. It's free and open to the public. On Monday and Tuesday, the film series for the fall at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb continues with The Untouchables, a French heartwarmer about a relationship between a rich quadriplegic and his young caretaker. The Untouchables is rated R and will play on Monday at 7.05 p.m. and 9.25 p.m. On Tuesday, shows are at noon, 2.20 in the afternoon, and 4.50 in the evening. Also on Monday evening, Monmouth College presents poet Shani Jean Maney. Dubbed a laboratory technician of words, Maney turns plain language into curious, knowledge-hungry poetry. Her recent book, I Love Science, stands as a reminder that our hearts can hurt from knowing too much, our laugh lines can deepen, and the nature of both poetry and science are one and the same. Maney is a co-founder of The Encyclopedia Show. It's a poetry reading. It's free and open to the public. That's at 8 o'clock Monday evening at the Mellinger Center at 800 East Clinton Avenue on the Monmouth College campus. On Tuesday evening, the Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance presents On the Open Road, a surrealistic play by Steve Tezich. In a post-apocalyptic landscape caused by civil war, Al, a weary intellectual, forms an uneasy alliance with Angel. They plunder bombed-out museums and churches for paintings and statues, hoping to barter their way across the border to the land of the free. As they journey through the war-torn wasteland, Al becomes a mentor to Angel and educates him about literature, music, art, and politics. But at the border, they're told they must pay a further price for their freedom. They must kill a troublemaker named Jesus Christ, whose second coming has sent the world into a frenzy of religious factionalism. On the Open Road, being presented by the Department of Theater and Dance at WIU. It's running Tuesday through Saturday, each evening at 7:30 in the Horbin Theater on the WIU campus. It's directed by Brooke Edwards. The Hanline Theater box office can be reached at area code 309-298-2900. And on Wednesday evening at WIU, movie special effects pioneer and Canton, Illinois native Thomas G. Smith will present a lecture, Movie Magic, My 30 Years in Visual Effects. Thomas G. Smith is noted for his special effects work on major films. Smith studied broadcasting and film at Northwestern University. He was born in nearby Canton, where his father was an engineer building farm equipment. In 1979, he started working with renowned director George Lucas, managing Industrial Light and Magic for 6 years. Smith oversaw the special effects for Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., and Star Wars Return of the Jedi. His book, Industrial Light and Magic, The Art of Special Effects, has gone through a dozen printings, selling 100,000 copies. His lecture on Wednesday night will feature spectacular film footage and insights into some iconic Hollywood movies. There'll be a reception afterwards. That's at Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. in the Sandberg Theater of the University Union. And here's one more little reminder. Public radio wouldn't be able to bring you news of all these wonderful cultural events throughout our region without your help. Here's your chance to make a pledge to support public radio in the tri-states. Just give us a call at 1-800-895-2912 to become a member of Tri-States Public Radio. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.